This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As COVID cases continue to rack up all across the state, Michigan's musicians are still feeling the unique challenges of sharing their music and staying connected with fans in the pandemic. If you're an independent artist, canceled gigs have been a lost opportunity to grow your audience in a difficult industry, not to mention a loss of income. But in this time, some musicians are also discovering new ways to reach listeners. Lansing singer-songwriter Rachel Curtis has been releasing several singles throughout 2021, starting with a gorgeous ethereal track called Strobe Lights. And there's another single dropping on April 30th. She joins us now to talk about her music and what's keeping her busy. Rachel Curtis, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Some records I listen to, and I'm just like, did I ever dance in a club? Like, was there a time when I was out in public with other people? But the music spaces that you open up for us in your songs, I feel like are mostly things that are still very accessible because they're sort of these personal, intimate moments. Has that always been a thread in your songwriting?
Yeah, I think I tend to lean towards more of getting out my own feelings and emotions onto paper. It's kind of therapy to me. There's been a few cases where I write about someone else's story, but mostly it's just nice to kind of get out what I can't really, you know, put to words, but I can put to a song.
One of the things I love about Strobe Lights is that it sounds like kind of a road song that could have happened in the before time or this summer. Strobe lights,
strobe lights through the trees. Oddly enough, like Strobe Lights, we started writing a couple months before the pandemic, and it was co-written with my bassist, Tyler Tesla, and this was like one of my first co-writes with any of my band members. And so he came to me with a really intriguing guitar riff. And it kind of just sparked this visual for me of a really relaxing car trip, looking out your window and seeing the trees line the road with the sun coming through, kind of creating this strobe light effect. Yeah, I met her in the silence between each bird. And from then on, things just kind of fell into place, and my guitarist came in and put some more guitar riffs over that, and my mixing engineer fleshed it out with us.
What were you working on when the pandemic hit?
So when the pandemic hit, I had a few shows lined up that I was really excited for, and I was really trying to focus on, you know, not totally focusing on cover shows and bar gigs, because that's how I've been making my living since right out of high school for the past 6 years, but really trying to focus more on doing things creatively and putting out as much music as I could. And before the pandemic, I had around 6 songs that I really wanted to put out, but everything kind of has gotten delayed. So a lot of the music that you will hear in the next past months are songs that started pre-pandemic and that I like virtually have worked on with different members throughout this pandemic.
Other than the fact that live gigs suddenly weren't happening, were there ways that your plans had to change in terms of what you wanted to release throughout the year?
Yeah, I think in the beginning of the pandemic, I definitely felt the shock of not playing live shows, and that unknown was very hard and still is in some capacity, because, you know, you have all these plans, and a lot of times musicians like myself plan their year out ahead of time. So that all kind of had to change. And so this year I've been trying to really focus on writing and gaining knowledge about the music industry while also trying to network virtually. And I'm just thankful for the time to get to know myself better and have that reflect in the music that I'm writing.
A casual listener to some of your tracks might assume that you're a big introvert. Is that actually the case in terms of your creative process?
I think during this whole year, I've really realized I'm more of an introvert. I always thought of myself an extrovert because I love talking with people, but it's really allowed me to get to know myself better, and I love being alone, and I feel like that whole time I've given myself to be alone has opened new doors for new ideas for music as well.
We have talked to some people who just feel like the blank page is too much right now, but it sounds like you haven't really had to push yourself to create new music.
No, I think the time has really allowed me to focus on that even more rather than all the shows, that I have to prepare for and everything. So I'm very thankful for the time and for good health and growth this year, although the weight of COVID has weighed on me, and my heart goes out to the families that have been less fortunate and directly impacted.
Rachel, you grew up singing in church, I think, right?
Yeah, I grew up singing in church and doing the talent shows and school musicals and all that.
Yeah. Were there ways that affected how you developed your vocal style?
I think so. I think it. I was able to gain a lot of experience getting more comfortable singing in front of people because I had that fear starting out. I knew that it was something I wanted to overcome though because I loved music and I loved performing. But I think definitely a lot of my music too has biblical references, and that's probably from singing in church and growing up that way.
Yeah. When you started to see artists like Bon Iver or Grizzly Bear making it, did you start to think, yes, there's a place for me in the sounds that I want to put out there?
Yeah, I think so. For me, like Hozier was a huge influence when I first started writing music that was intended to be shared rather than just kept to myself. Just because I think he did a really good job tying in that folk sound with more of a pop direction, as well as his very poetic lyrics.
You released your debut EP, Senses, in 2018. And that same year, you were an American Idol contestant, and things went pretty well. You ended up opening for Gladys Knight, I think, as a result of the contest. How would you describe your sound on Senses and where you were headed musically at that time?
Yeah, so Senses was my first solo EP that I put out after being a part of a duo. And so it was my first time kind of expressing myself. And I remember I had to sit on that EP for about a year because of the American Idol contracts and everything. So once it was put out, it was just such a relief. And I think going back to the Hozier influence with writing like poetic lyrics and lyrics that has a lot of metaphors within them, that kind of gave me a lot of inspiration and yeah, thought into my new songs.
Man, that must have been totally maddening having people ask you all those questions about music and where things were headed, and you had all these songs ready to go.
Yeah, I definitely helped me having gone through that, it helped me this year. Like, I've already sat on music before, I can do it again.
Oh, does that mean there's a big bank in the Rachel Curtis vault and you're just giving us these breadcrumbs?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I definitely am sitting on a lot of music right now, and I've decided to kind of release them as singles rather than a album just to kind of keep that content flowing. And it also it's a little cheaper for an independent musician to put out singles rather than a huge album at once.
I mean, the album is, of course, a bit of a construct, 10 or 12 or 15 songs that all come together of a piece and get released, whether they really are of a piece or not. I mean, having a little bit more freedom to just drop a song here or there, do you think that suits your habits in terms of, the timeline that you make stuff?
Yeah, I think it really allows me to not have to really focus on a cohesive sound, but explore the different styles and genres that are inspiring to me and not have to worry about, oh, does, you know, do these blend together right? So it's very exciting to be able to really focus on what direction I want to go and focus on this new sound.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is singer-songwriter Rachel Curtis. She has new tracks this year available on the streaming service of your choice, including one of her latest, Strobe Lights. Your production has always had a sort of atmospheric quality, but what has encouraged you to try for bigger sonic styles, say, for example, on a song like Dandelions?
I just had like a really clear vision for Dandelions. The song started when I looked out the window and I saw this huge field of dandelions.
A disease beauty they grow. Wishes carry on as the wind blows. Dandelions, yeah.
And the song is about basically being who you are, even if you don't fit into the social norm. So that alone, I feel like, calls for a big song. So I just kind of had that vision and was able to make that happen with studio musicians and my brother-in-law, who is a producer in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
What point in your career were you at when you feel like you found your musical community?
Honestly, I feel like I'm still in search of that. I'm constantly meeting new people, and you know, the Lansing community has been really great. I've built a lot of bonds with certain musicians here in town and been able to co-bill on shows and stuff. So it's been really nice to have that support, but also, especially recently, I've been on Clubhouse a lot. I don't know if you've heard of the app yet, but basically it's an app where you can join like virtual rooms with people in your industry. So like, honestly, a couple months ago, I had the crazy experience of being in the same room with Gary, who is the lead singer of Rascal Flatts. And I grew up listening to him, and
that's,
I was just
so
doing
random.
My dishes. I know, I was doing my dishes, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you're in this room. So I ended up singing for him, and we had a really great conversation, and we've stayed in touch on social media and stuff. So it's just crazy.
Did he have anything to offer?
Well, we had a really funny conversation, actually. I don't know how I got on this topic, but basically, I shared with them that one of my first singing experiences was at a hot tub place where they sell hot tubs, and in the back they had like an art gallery. And so I sang there, and he shared with me that he had sang at a mattress shop when he was first starting out. So I thought that was a really hilarious story.
You know, it's kind of actually that's related to something else that I kind of wanted to ask you about. Anyone who pursues their music career in Michigan is doing so with the understanding that it's going to be a little different. It's not like going to New York or LA or Chicago or Seattle or one of the big, or Nashville, you know, one of the big club hubs. You know, for some people that's great because they have a stable foundation from which to tour. And for some people, you know, it can be a bit of a challenge feeling like they are connecting with musical community. What are some things that help you stay connected either with your bandmates or with fans, or I guess the teachers that are out there like Gary?
Yeah, I think like Zoom and all of these new social platforms that have been popping up allow people to stay connected virtually. I know the pandemic has been pretty tough for me and my band members. I just really miss playing with them, but myself and my guitarist both have a few health issues, so we've been very quarantined this whole year. So hopefully with the vaccines being rolled out, we will be able to get together again. But with the new platforms and stuff, we've been staying in touch and able to release music and collaborate even more than before the pandemic. So it's oddly enough that that has happened.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear that you're staying safe and staying healthy. I know this has to be absolutely maddening, but thank heavens we live in a time when collaboration can happen on digital platforms. Before we go, can you tell me a little bit about the new single, I Don't Like It?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I Don't Like It is definitely more of like a sassier song that I've released than my previous songs. It actually has a much deeper meaning than you would think. The song is about fighting off personal insecurities or doubt or negative thoughts in our own minds and choosing to flee from it on a daily basis.
I can't stop your venom from spreading through my veins, but I got his protection.
When I went to write the song, I was really having a hard time with that, and I think that just kind of flowed out into the song. And I was able to work on it with the same people I did for Strobe Lights. So yeah, I'm really excited to keep writing in this more of a pop direction and keep working with these amazing people that have made it possible to release music this year.
I don't tend to think of your songwriting as particularly angsty, but at the same time, I was thinking of what you said about how it's important to you to stay distanced right now because you and one of your bandmates have some health challenges. And I was just thinking about what it's going to be like when live settings, albeit socially distanced settings, become a thing again. Do you think that's going to be yet another adjustment?
Yeah, I feel like it takes me a while to get used to change. So now that I'm used to, you know, being inside more and more socially distanced, I think I'm just going to have to get used to being out again. But also, like you said, I have that angst in me where I'm just so excited and kind of itching to get on stage again. And I miss that sense of community with being in the same room with people and sharing music.
Well, Rachel Curtis, thank you so much for talking with us, and good luck with the rest of this year. We hope you're able to play out a little bit more.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.